A growing trend to replace traditional pedestrian crossings with colourful artwork is causing concern to groups representing people with disabilities, including people with visual impairment, and their guide dogs. The trend for what is termed asphalt art has grown recently, with cities like Cardiff, Liverpool, Sheffield, Leicester, and Bristol following the lead set by London, which has embarked on an ambitious city-wide bid to install public art. However, the crossings have divided communities, caused discussions on social media, and prompted concerns by groups representing people with disabilities. In a video released by the RNIB, a guide dog gets confused, stressed, and whines when trying to cross a patterned road covering and leads her owner towards a bus lane. Civil engineering company HBT initially came up with the idea to start laying colourful patterned preform thermoplastic on road crossings as a local initiative to encourage children to cross at pedestrian crossing points. The company claims it makes the crossings up to 50% safer by attracting children and being easier to see for people with visual impairment. However, these claims are disputed by disability groups. In Wales, concerns have been echoed by some disability groups after Cardiff City Council unveiled the first of two planned colourful crossings. When it was first installed, some local residents who were unaware of the proposal took to social media expressing surprise at the pedestrian crossing's change of appearance. They were concerned that the change would prove challenging to residents with dementia, sensory or neurological disabilities, children and guide dogs. In response to the concerns, design company Chapter tweeted that the council consulted extensively with a range of organisations to ensure that the design was appropriate. In London, Transport for All and a coalition of groups representing people with disabilities sent an open letter to London Mayor Sadiq Khan regarding the crossings. As a result of the letter, the mayor announced that he had put a temporary pause to his London initiative to install 11 crossings on Tottenham Court Road, expressing concern about the issues highlighted in the letter and the negative impact that these types of crossing can have on disabled people. In Liverpool, however, the council hopes two new pedestrian crossings are set to make use of colours and distinctive designs to try to reduce the number of people getting hit by cars. Some have described the two colourful crossings as monstrosities, and their appearance has divided public opinion. But the council says the two sites were picked because they have particularly high collision rates.